Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
What a standing suplex for the gun show, and that's the only thing that takes his ball cap off.
Well, this might be a quick one, Dustin.
What a way to open up our super bout, and it's with the gun show! What a spine buster, and you know what's next, Maria.
The gun show.
Whether you're watching on television or right here at the desk, even my Maria knows that that gun show lariat's coming next. Hey, hit it! Ray Collins is dead. One, two, three. And that is it. The gun show reigns supreme.
The gun show!
Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Kapow Comics. Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas. Hook them up, 501-834-5769, Kapow Comics. And the gun show makes short work of Ray Collins. And I'm going to get a word with him right now.
I dove into teachings and various major religions all around the world. I sought out for guidance, enlightenment, and purpose.
First and foremost, congratulations on the big victory here at the Super Bout. And I can't think of a better way to start our two-year anniversary than the Memphis Heritage Champion. But in 2 short weeks, it's the biggest match in Memphis wrestling yet. It's the Gun Show defending the Memphis Heritage Championship against the 387-pound master of fat jitsu, Kay Toomer. Big man!
What? You said show enough. You see, big man, you finally earned something in this business. And that's a shot at the Memphis Heritage title, which I own. And in 2 weeks, I will also go home with it as well. After I beat you, one, two, three.
Now wait just a second, gun show. Those words travel pretty quick. And here he comes, the big man, the winner of the Grind City Rumble, your opponent in 2 weeks, Kay Toomer.
20 years in the business, you've earned everything that came for you. But for 2 years, the only name that's been synonymous with their title has been Bret Michaels. To my knowledge, this business or this company was started to give people an opportunity. So I'm stepping up for that opportunity. You've earned everything that came for you, but this is my time. You hear that? That's organic. That's natural. That's what can't be denied. 2 weeks, me versus you. And I need you on your A game because I want to beat you at your best. So let's get to it.
Wait just a second. It's not happening now. It's happening in 2 short weeks. It's our Super Bout for the Memphis Heritage Championship, guys. Keep it professional. Fans, don't you dare go away. More Super Bout when we return.
All of Sonic's under $2 craves are under $2, so you can get something tasty without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Ooh, Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Join us tomorrow at FedEx Forum for live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. 12 p.m. bell time, 1 p.m. tip-off. Get your tickets right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. And take pride in their appearance.
Incoming! The ring moved 12 inches on that one.
Oh, that's it.
Big Trouble says he's going up. And he does. Meet, pop, drop, and that should do it. One, two, three. Big Trouble. Listen to Jimmy here. What a shot. Man might want to turn around on this one. Big Trouble. Ben Bishop with the meat. Pop. Drop. Down goes Finn.
This could be it.
Is this another click loss? And it is.
Former world champion, King Cobra.
Oh, yeah. King Cobra, the Memphis wrestling legend, is here.
I have to say, he's looking nice in his green suit.
Yeah, he's looking real nice here today. The legend himself with the Cobra Cup. It will be determined in our next matchup. But also, fans, there's something very special that's happening tomorrow at FedEx Forum. 12 p.m. bell time, 1 p.m. tip-off. Memphis Wrestling tag teams with University of Memphis Tigers and Penny Hardaway for Throwback Day featuring live Memphis Wrestling, King Cobra, and somebody's going home with this University of Memphis Tigers championship belt. Once again, that is tomorrow at FedEx Forum, 12 p.m. bell time, part of Throwback Night. I can't wait.
You continue to amaze me. I don't know how you pulled that off.
You didn't see that, did you?
Didn't see that?
I ordered it from Amazon. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Look at the size of this big man right here. 6'12" tall, King Cobra.
He's very tall.
Half of a metric ton. Big Trouble.
6'12"?
Ben Bishop.
6'12", Dustin. Why don't you just say 7 feet?
Well, he says 6'12". I don't say 6'12", but Big Trouble, Ben Bishop, in the finals of the Cobra Cup right here today. That's a big guy, Cobra.
Yeah, I don't think he's just not just tall.
Join large-scale battles with military vehicles. The online action game War Thunder has received a major update. Direct Hit. Joining the battle are machines like the
What is this? Reverend Ash Taylor? He's not in this match. I'm just going to put it out there. You guys got to bow your heads in a moment of prayer.
I absolutely will not be doing that.
What is this all about?
I guess he's praying for the challenger because he's not going to leave.
I've been watching the show and I've heard Dustin Ben bleep several times on this man.
What about
my brothers and sisters? Today stands before me an obstacle on the righteous path. Now I want you all to understand that sometimes even the most devoted will veer off the path. And when that happens, someone has to take charge. Someone has to step up and take care of the business that the righteous path has brought me here to take care of.
Not a church service. This is supposed to be a Cobra Cup.
So let me take care of this business.
Well, I know a bunch of people are going to burn up.
Reverend Ash Taylor is now entering the ring with the Righteous Path, I believe is what he calls the book.
Including the preacher.
You won't be needed, referee.
Well, is he representing
Brother
someone
Ben,
out of the other dressing room?
I know that what you thought was going to happen tonight was going to be a simple match. You thought you were going to fight for the Cobra Cup. But I have a different option for you.
Big Trouble says he wants the cup.
I have something else to offer. I offer you not only a position
on the righteous path.
Wait a second.
But the position that stands right behind me, you will be the second. You will be the person that I rely on.
Surely this is not going to work.
One of our pamphlets here today.
I think he's going to need Jesus.
This is a pamphlet from the righteous path here? Reverend Ash Taylor is literally trying to recruit Big Trouble Ben Bishop and steal the Cobra Cup.
Look, he's going to need Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Well, he don't have it yet.
Not yet, he doesn't. Let's see what happens. Are they going to shake you? They're not going to shake hands at all. It looks like Reverend Ash Taylor is in big trouble. Oh.
I am laughing because that did not do what he thought it was going to do.
Fans are chanting, you messed up, and he certainly did. The bell rings, and this match is underway right into the Kapow Turnbuckle. Who you got in this one, Cobra?
Hey, you don't have to be a genius to figure this one out.
Big shot! Oh my goodness! The Reverend's not going to be able to make it to church on Sunday!
He may not even make it out of the ring.
Big Trouble Ben Bishop measuring him! What a splash! He's calling for the meat pop drop. Got him up! Down he goes!
Well,
that's
you need to say
gotta
big, 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 do it! Ben Bishop, that's a tongue twister.
And that is it! New Cobra Cup winner!
Here is your winner of the Cobra Cup Tournament! Big Trouble! Ben Bishop!
Big Trouble Ben Bishop wins the Cobra Cup, ensuring a title opportunity of his choosing anytime, any place. Here at Memphis Wrestling.
Tell you what, Dustin, I'm going to send him to take care of all the fake creatures.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the winner of this year's Cobra Cup, Big Trouble! King Cobra presenting the trophy, and let me slip in here, Cobra. I want to get a word with the winner, the big man, Big Trouble. Now, you are guaranteed a championship opportunity of your choosing anytime, any place.
Not any place, Memphis. How about your new Cobra Cup champion? Let's see him. Cobra, you're a legend here. Absolute legend. I appreciate you presenting me this Cobra Cup. But there's a new legend in Memphis, and you better believe it's a guy who stands at 6'12", Iron Dustin, and weighs in at 50% of a metric ton. Big Trouble, Ben Bishop.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cobra Cup winner. Stay with us. More Super Bowl on the way.
Listen up, a whopping $5,800 is being given out to migrants for free. I wanted to see if I could snag one myself.
We are Memphis Wrestling. Join us tomorrow, February 26th at FedEx Forum when Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the University of Memphis Tigers for a huge day of action. Bell time is 12 p.m. and tip-off at 1. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball tomorrow at FedEx Forum next Saturday, March 4th. Join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for Tupelo Con, featuring WWE Hall of Famer, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Next Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. Sunday, March 26th, celebrate spring break with Memphis Wrestling. It's going to be Lucha Lit with Lince Dorado. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Can't
can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com.
Dennis McKenzie Morgan!
And he doesn't have a clue, Dustin. He doesn't have a clue!
Wait a second, a showdown! Here comes McKenzie Morgan! Going after Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock!
Whoa!
They want no part! Inside the ring, here comes McKenzie Morgan! Firing away! As the Click tries to help Jimmy up! Look, Nix is telling the referee, no, 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 they deserve this.
See the service in the ring trying to get dangerous. Diana Taylor, dirty Diana Taylor.
The Hollywood Click is beside themselves at ringside. We're trying to restore some order here, and they're still fighting.
This has been a long time coming. The previous weeks we've had our suspicions, and I think we've just solidified that suspicion as fact that the Hollywood Click was responsible for injuring McKenzie Morgan.
We're going to get to the bottom of this, that is for sure, but Nix is trying to prevent McKenzie from being suspended, or even worse, here they go again! McKenzie Morgan getting the best of her! Takes her down! Hold on a second.
Who is this? Boot? What? Who is this? Dustin, who is this?
Oh, come
you've
on.
Gotta be kidding me.
DDT.
How freaking disgusting.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and joining me at this time is none other than Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock, his Hollywood Click, and Dirty Diana Taylor. Jimmy Blaylock, welcome to our 2-year anniversary Blockbuster Super Bout. And I know things haven't been going your way as of late, but today, DDT has an opportunity to become number one contender to the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship.
Let me tell you something. There's one thing on my mind. Shut up! Will you shut up? Make them shut up, Dustin, while I'm talking. You know what? You got Morgan McKenzie out there making false allegations saying DDT jumped on her. She has never jumped on nobody. She has never done anything like that. Do you understand me? So let me tell you something, Morgan McKenzie. I am sick of you, and you come out here and have the audacity to jump on me. To jump on me. You better be glad that I have never hit a woman, because I want to knock you out. But I got somebody right here today that's going to take care of you. And I promise you, she will destroy you. Do you understand me? Here she is, the beautiful, the gorgeous DDT.
Jimmy Blaylock, half of what you just said was absolutely inaccurate, but it is true. Number one contendership on the line today. Are you done, Jimmy?
Well, let me tell you something right now. I can promise you, she's going to win. So you know what? Bring her out, because that stinking hussy has had it. You shut your mouth. She's had it. Shut your mouth.
That's it. This interview is absolutely over with. Women's division action is up next. DDT versus McKenzie Morgan. Jimmy.
And introducing next, her opponent, McKenzie Morgan!
McKenzie Morgan has made a huge impact since debuting inside the squared circle. And here today, she has her first chance to become number one contender and go after the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship, which is held by Cassandra Golden. And check that out. I love this right here. That's one of McKenzie Morgan's old teachers from school, with a McKenzie Morgan sign and an elementary school picture on it.
Oh my goodness, I love that. And I love the support of St. Jude on her shirt. She's just trying to be a hometown girl.
She is a hometown girl. Listen
living in a hometown girl. Mackenzie Morgan, right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Look, I can't sing twice on one episode.
Yeah, please don't do it. Bell rings and we are underway. Mackenzie Morgan versus DDT. Here at our Super Bout, who is going to become the number one contender? Collar and elbow tie up, and here we go.
I can see why people like Mackenzie so much. She's athletic, she's beautiful, she is sporty. Is sporty and athletic the same thing?
It's pretty close.
Whatever.
Why not?
I just put over all the praises of Mackenzie. She's going to be a big star.
Will be a big star, has already made an impact. Got a look from the WWE when they were here in town at SmackDown. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I'm so proud.
Well, you just said it.
DDT, a former Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion in her own right. She has been here before. She is more experienced than Mackenzie Morgan. But all the nice things that you said about Mackenzie is absolutely true and can help her be successful here today. But Jimmy Blaylock is at ringside along with his Secret Service.
Well, we all know the shenanigans that Jimmy can pull, so Mackenzie better watch her back.
DDT here. The go behind has a waist lock. Looks like Mackenzie Morgan is blocking the takedown. Oh, but then DDT gets it. Plants Morgan right down on her face. Just a one count, though. Both athletes still very fresh here in the early going, but DDT definitely with the advantage. Morgan needs to definitely get out of that corner. DDT always takes shortcuts.
Well, why take the full route when you can take shortcuts? Get where you want in life.
Irish whip. Big clothesline sends Mackenzie Morgan down hard. This is a huge match. It is week one of our second year anniversary Blockbuster Super Bout. Huge position for Mackenzie Morgan to be in, especially as a rookie. And as I said, DDT's been here since day one. She is a veteran in Memphis Wrestling, a former Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion. Can she do it again? First step is becoming the number one contender. These two have a deep history, Maria. Irish whip to the kapow turnbuckle. A big boot.
Nice kick to the face.
Big power slam from DDT. That could do it. Near fall, two count.
She says she's not going out that easy.
Morgan trying to show a little bit of fire here. As DDT applies a rear chin lock, almost a sleeper hold if she can get the grip correct. Well, it's hard with somebody fighting against you just like this. Look at this! Mackenzie Morgan powering out.
Oh.
Here comes Mackenzie. Big European uppercut. Now a splash.
The energy.
Here she comes. Nobody home. Went to the well one too many times. A little bit overzealous, excited, if you will. Jimmy Blaylock distracts the referee as DDT absolutely having her way with Mackenzie Morgan. And look at this. Jimmy Blaylock getting involved.
Oh, no.
Fans, we gotta step away for a quick commercial break. Don't you dare go away. This number one contendership match will continue. Wait a second. Fans, stay with us.
At Melton, we want marketers to de-stress. That's why we show them their return.
All of Sonic's under $2 craves are under $2, so you can get something tasty without breaking the bank. Sonic under $2 craves.
Ooh, Sonic.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, and our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Join us tomorrow at FedEx Forum for live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. 12 p.m. bell time, 1 p.m. tip-off. Get your tickets right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, just in time for a couple of big shots from DDT, and this is all we saw during the commercial break. German suplex out of nowhere. Holy cow, German suplex from Mackenzie Morgan. And you can hear the capacity crowd chanting Mackenzie.
I hear him. Maybe just the motivation she needs.
I was going to say, does she have enough in the tank to capitalize on this momentum? As she fights back. Big clothesline. Kinsey Morgan mounting a big comeback and another clothesline.
A
big, beautiful dropkick from MKC, the cover. And a kick out very close to the ropes. Hard to get leverage on that. Mackenzie Morgan is on top. Can she put DDT away? Or will the Hollywood click prevail? Big shot. DDT's not going down without a fight, that's for sure. Here comes Mackenzie. Big shot from DDT.
I'll tell you, both of these women are giving it their all today.
It's going to come down to who wants it. I was going to say,
no, it is not.
Not
with Jimmy out there.
It's going to come down to Jimmy Blaylock.
He's about to get her disqualified.
Yeah, he is. Oh my gosh! Right in the eye. And that's it! We've got a new number one contender!
Here is your winner, Mackenzie Morgan!
Mackenzie Morgan has done it! She is the new number one contender to the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship that's held by her good friend, Cassandra Golden. Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay. Brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Catch us tomorrow at FedEx Forum, 12 p.m. bell time for Throwback Day with University of Memphis Tigers. Somebody's going home with the University of Memphis. Memphis Wrestling Championship.
Yeah, he owes her a big apology.
What a victory for Mackenzie Morgan. And fans, we have a grudge match you will not want to miss. It is coming up in our main event. But first,
I cannot believe that we got embarrassed by those chicks.
Matt, it's not an embarrassment, okay? Those women, those fully grown women that are three times the size of the average woman inside and outside of Memphis, that would be tough for anyone to take. That would be tough for Gaston to fight alone, let alone against three of them.
We eliminated Nix and Mackenzie Morgan from the Rumble.
And they didn't stand a chance either. It was in and out.
And it wasn't, this had nothing to do with Cassandra and Nix, and they're just sticking their noses in business.
And those are some pretty large noses, I might add. Ellsworth Enterprises, Memphis branch. This is Gaston speaking. Oh, James, hi. It's great to hear from you. Oh, yes, I answer the phone like that every time. Yes, sir, Mr. Ellsworth. Of course. And listen, James, Mr. Ellsworth. Please, Gaston and Matt Williams have this taken care of. Oh, we have a plan, and we think you are just going to adore it. Just watch us. Just watch us. It's going to be fantastic. Yes, sir. Nothing to worry about. Yes, sir. Okay, we got it. Okay, it's going to be great. It's
going to
be great.
We got this.
With the family, you guys.
Give me the microphone. You want to know what's going on? Shut up! Everything was fine before you showed up. Me and Briar was on top of the world. First ever Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champion.
That's true, that's true.
And then you showed up. And these people start chanting, "My Geek!"
Come on, Brad. Look at
him, Dustin. This isn't about M-I-K-E-Y. It's about M-E. Shut up! I do not like that look! Shut up, Mikey! I'm gonna prove to the world what I've known all along! You are Mid-Card Mikey, and I am Main Event Bradley!
Whoa, fans, we definitely have a family issue here! Mid-Card Mikey and Main Event Bradley?
I don't know, his head's not on straight. I'm still here for him. These people are still here for him. We're going to work through this. That's all we can do, Dustin.
Top rope. Oh, boy.
High risk, Dustin. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Somebody's here ringside.
Main Event Bradley is here, but he's got somebody with him that I haven't seen before. Wearing matching hoods. Oh, Ripcord Lariat from the Boss.
That we just saw.
The fans are letting the Boss hear it.
Our camera was running to try to figure out what's going on.
In the ring. Wait, they found him!
Main Event Bradley!
They found him!
Acting like a stinker horn!
Throwing him in the ring! Bradley's in there now!
Brad, you want to bring more family into this? What are the family too, Brad? I'll show you family feud. You think Landfill is the only person in our family that we brought to this? Sir, I'm not asking forgiveness anymore, Brad. I'm way past asking permission. You think you have what it takes? You couldn't test me if your name was Pop Quiz, Brad. Guess what? We're going to see you next week.
Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Revolution. Join us Sunday, March 5th. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? You need Memphis Wrestling Plus. Subscribe today at MemphisWrestlingPlus.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com. Join us tomorrow at FedEx Forum for live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball. 12 p.m. bell time, 1 p.m. tip-off. Get your tickets right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Walk that trick! Wait a second, he has a chain on his fist. That's it, folks. Another disqualification here. And now the beatdown ensues.
Get some security.
Referee calling for security. We got to get Aaron and this mystery man away from St. Washington. This is despicable. Aaron shoves down one of the security guards. Here's Big Dan! He just struck Big Dan, folks. He's lost his mind. That's going to cost him. What's he doing?
Oh, no.
Just crushed Big Dan's glasses and...
It's all broken loose now.
What? Took it off again!
No.
He just slammed it right on top of Big Dan!
What's he doing here?
I don't want to know, Dusty.
Don't you
I'm
do
not
it!
I'm looking at this!
Don't
do,
do
not
it!
Do this!
Aaron Roberts!
Get down!
Is gonna seriously hurt
you
Big Dan!
Get down!
And say,
no!
Somebody call. Somebody call the ambulance.
Somebody call 911.
We need some help, folks.
We might have two of them.
Referee, David Knight. Other security needs to back away. We have a serious situation here, fans. Big Dan has not moved. At least in St. Washington. Fans, don't go away. Memphis Wrestling will continue when we return. We need some help.
The following bout is our main event, scheduled with television time remaining. Making his way to the ring with Justin Pace and the Dirty Bird, Aaron Roberts.
Capacity crowd here at our Wrestle Center, letting Aaron Roberts and Justin Pace hear it. And nobody deserves it more than these two. But they had one heck of a surprise when St. Washington and Big Dan made their return. And now there's a special stipulation in this match. Aaron versus Zay. But Big Dan will be handcuffed to Justin Pace.
What is happening on the back of this phone?
That is one of the most different smartphones I've ever seen.
I wasn't real convinced on the whole gaming.
And introducing next, his opponent from Trenton, Tennessee, Zay Washington.
Zay Washington's here, and he did not come alone. Big Dan, our head of security, retired after 25 years at Bartlett Police Department, attacked. He was brutally and viciously attacked by Aaron Roberts and Justin Case. We never thought we'd see Big Dan in the arena again. But not only is he's here and he has the back of St. Washington, who's looking for revenge. They cut this man's hair.
You know what, Dustin? Did you go to his funeral? Did you go to his funeral? No, you didn't. So why would you think he'd never come back to this building?
Physically capable of entering the facility is what I meant. I
okay,
thought that
but you didn't go to his
would
funeral.
Be eating out of a straw and be in a wheelchair. That's what I thought.
Well, you're not wrong.
Here we go. This is a huge match. We have not seen Zay Washington in quite some time. And you can see he is sporting that new haircut, all thanks to Aaron Roberts. And now, this is to ensure that Justin Case cannot and will not interfere in this match. He will be handcuffed to Big Dan. And if you've ever been here to the Wrestle Center, then Big Dan is the first person you see. He is legit our head of security here, and I am very confident.
I mean, so what could go wrong while he's handcuffed to the manager of the problem child? What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. That is the goal.
No. I mean, in this building, where is our backup security?
Don't worry. Old
Are they
Jimmy
at the front door?
There.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes me feel safe.
Look at this. These guys are face to face on the floor. They might fight. What's this, like phone booth fight with your handcuffed? Bell rings and we're underway. We'll try to focus on the action inside the ring, but Justin Case can't even circle.
You know
the
what,
ring.
Dustin? I feel like the action outside of the ring might be just as entertaining, but I will try to focus on both.
Here we go. St. Washington is mad as ever, and he has every right to be. This is week one of our Super Bout main events. What a backflip here. It's out of the way. Big dropkick. These men know each other all too well.
Of course they do.
They grew up like brothers, tag team partners, the first and only two-time Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Correction, second, but they were the first ever. Look at this. I have never seen that before, but right into the kapow turnbuckle. Oh my gosh, Zay Washington on the top rope with a missile drop kick.
It's been such a minute since I've seen him in person, and he is just as athletic and as impressive as I remember.
Watch out. He's out of the way. Ducks the offense, but...
What does he think he's doing?
Wait a second.
What?
Big Dan takes a shot
This is not how this is supposed to go. It looks like just in case here on the floor has a key.
Oh my goodness.
He took the key from Big Dan.
Yeah, he took the key. I'm not sure how wise that was,
but oh my goodness, look at this, folks. Big Dan has been handcuffed to the turnbuckle, and now Aaron Roberts, having his way with Zay Washington and just in case, is free. Zay Washington looks back and notices that Big Dan is in trouble. This is a grudge match. The stipulation was for Justin Case and Big Dan to be handcuffed together, but that's out the window. Fans, don't go away! Final commercial break!
Just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Meet the franchise, Shane Douglas, at our VIP experience. Get your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. We are Memphis Wrestling. Join us tomorrow, February 26th, at FedEx Forum, when Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the University of Memphis Tigers for a huge day of action. Bell time is 12 p.m. and tip-off at 1. Live Memphis Wrestling and Memphis Tigers basketball tomorrow at FedEx Forum. Next Saturday, March 4th, join us in Tupelo, Mississippi for TupeloCon, featuring WWE Hall of Famer, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Next Sunday, March 5th, Memphis Wrestling gets franchised. Shane Douglas is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Then, later that night, join us for our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Revolution with us. It's free. Sunday, March 26th, celebrate spring break with Memphis Wrestling. It's going to be Lucha Lit with Lince Dorado. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling.
Why? Why?
Gives Big Dan a big shot to the back.
He's clearly, he's hit him to the ring.
He walked past him. Now they're on the floor, and I don't know. Did you hear that?
Big Dan must have had a...
Wait a second, what is this?
Extra key.
Big Dan, he had an extra key.
He's got plenty of tricks up his sleeve, huh?
Try to pay attention to the action, but then also,
oh my gosh,
what a kick.
Kicked his sunglasses right off. Now I see you, Dustin, why you thought he might not ever want to come back in this building.
Back in the ring, Zay Washington throwing some haymakers at Aaron Roberts. This is today's main event. Zay Washington looking for retribution. I was going to say he's in a bad way, but here he comes fighting back. Big powerbomb. Nope. Wait a second on the floor here. What a cutter inside the ring. Justin Case is now handcuffed to the bottom rope. Big Dan outsmarting Justin Case.
It's good that he's handcuffed just in case.
Okay.
He tries to interfere.
I just say it's a wise move. I thought it might be dumb that Big Dan had the key on him, but he had a spare, so that's better.
He ain't no fool. You said he was retired 25 years on the police department. He's seen a lot. He's seen it all.
Absolutely has. Fans, this match will continue. We've got to step away for our last commercial break. What a neck breaker. Zay Washington, on fire, big dropkick. Zay going to the top. Big frog splash, he nails it. We've got to step away from a break, but almost got him. Zay Washington scaling the top rope. He's got to be going for the 450. If he hits it. Oh, and he doesn't, but he rolls through. Might have tweaked the knee there. Aaron Roberts is on his feet. Oh, my goodness. What a unique cutter from outside the ring to the inside of the ring. Big power bomb. Oh, no, rolls him through. And another one. That's got to be it. One, two, and he got him.
Here is your winner, Aaron Roberts.
I can't believe what I've just seen. What a hard-fought match by Zay Washington and Big Dan, only to come up short. Just way too many shenanigans at ringside with the handcuffs. But there's your winner, Maria.
Yeah, you know, Dustin, I actually really enjoy shenanigans. Things fun.
Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Once again, tomorrow at FedEx Forum, it's Throwback Day with the University of Memphis Tigers. And Memphis Wrestling will be there. Someone will walk away with the University of Memphis Championship. And we're running low on time. Aaron Roberts continues his path of destruction alongside Justin Case. He's the problem child. And he's victorious. Week one of our Blockbuster Super Bout is in the books. I am Dustin Starr. She's my lovely Maria. And welcome back, Maria, and happy 2-year anniversary.
Thank you. I will be back in a couple of months. See you later. A
couple of months? This is absolutely, positively ridiculous. That's not how this match was supposed to go. And I'm talking to you, big man. And I'm talking to you, Justin Case. Absolutely ridiculous how you guys manipulated these handcuffs and pulled out the victory.
You can be next, Dustin. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
I'm not going to be anything. You should be ashamed of yourself, Aaron.
I should be ashamed. Who's standing on top? I said it, and I'll say it again, Dustin. K-Tumor. God show. Whoever's on top, the problem child Aaron Roberts is on the hunt. Yeah, shut up, boy. Y'all talking in show nuts and certainties. Well, you got a big problem with Aaron Roberts. And just in case you didn't know, we're on top now.
Big
Victory here for Aaron Roberts. We're trying to go off the air, Justin.
We'll go off the air with this. You line him up, he knocks him down. Sure enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we've got this week on Memphis Wrestling. Thanks for joining us on week one of our blockbuster Super Bout. Big show coming up next week, and in 2 weeks, the Gun Show and K Tumor. I'm Dustin Starr. She's my lovely Maria. Happy 2-year anniversary. We'll see you tomorrow at FedEx Forum. So long, everybody. Yeah, 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 get going if you want to. Yeah, ain't no other love soul in this world out there. If you want a problem, I can be your problem. If you want a problem.